coach. Players mentioned having a meeting this morning. Is that normal that you'd have a player meeting after just one loss, or is that just sort of letting everybody know, like, hey, we don't want this to become a habit around here, and kind of just resetting everybody in their minds?
We have meetings before every game. Power play meeting, penalty kill meeting, and 5-on-5 meeting. Just talked about a few things that we need to do better, and the guys responded well.
So there was nothing special about the message before this game from your end of view?
Okay, I'll be honest. If there was something special, I wouldn't tell you anyway. No, it was just everything's honest about this organization. We keep things honest and just talked about a few things out to get ready for this game. It was good.
So I take it you were happy with the start. You get the two goals, but then guys maybe sat back a little bit. They still hadn't given up a lot of shots, no. But all of a sudden you're in a tie game.
Well, they had 8 shots, I think, for a long time. That first goal, we argued. It's a judgment call, so that's fine. Second goal was just a miscommunication, so all of a sudden it's 2-2, but I thought we were in control most of the game.
And then obviously the response from that point on, Chase gets the power play goal, and and you guys go from there.
Well, if our power play is pretty good, if teams want to play that kind of game against us, I think we'll finish on the right side of the games.
Yeah, giving you guys 12 power plays, probably not a great idea. No. Any team, 12
power plays. No, exactly. But we'll take advantage.
In the midst of it all, again, as Brendan Lemieux, you know, he's always talking. Chase was even talking about how he's, you know, one of the most vocal guys. In a game like this, is it challenging whether it's Lapone or Lemieux to take minor penalties for being physical, or is that something just part of the game, the games they play?
Yeah, so that those kinds of players, they have to play a physical, in-your-face kind of game to be effective, and they walk the line at all time. The experience comes with some time, but it's knowing when to stop and walking that line, and that's what they do.
And someone like Brendan, you know, even coming around the box and getting in a skirmish again, is that something you want to maybe reduce? You know, while it is his game, you want it to be more consistency, not always in the box.
Of course. So that's the learning curve of walking that line, knowing he has a role to do. He's an emotional player, and he brings a lot of emotion on the ice. Controlling when to stop is something that he's learning. And if you look at where he was last year and where he is now, he's improving. So we're on the right path, I think.
Jack Rossovic's a hard player to replace, obviously, but have you been pleased with the response from Patan and Spacek in helping to create a lot of the offense that you're missing from Rossovic?
Yeah, well, Jack is a great player, but I think our team is about our team. And, I mean, you don't replace players. We have different kinds of impact players, and Jack is an offensive kind of player that can create a lot of speed and takes a lot heavy minutes for our team, but at the end of the day, we've been winning games in different fashion, and our team is not about one player. It's about our team, and I think we've proven it to ourselves tonight and to the league.
Semi Niku left the game in the second period for a little bit, came back later in the second, and seemed to have no ill effects for the rest of the game. Feel that he's going to be okay going forward?
Yeah, no problem. If there was any issue or something that our medical staff is really good at, is making sure our guys are good to go. So if he came back, it means he's fine.
Chase DeLeo had a big game today, 2 goals and an assist, including the game winner. Were you personally happy to see a guy like him who, you know, works hard day in, day out, get that kind of offensive success?
Yeah, for sure. And I've tried really hard to keep him on the ice at the end of the game so he gets his third. Very happy for him. He's been working hard. He's been doing a lot of good things. And for him to be rewarded today, it's good for him and it's good for the team. And he's well-liked by his teammates. So I'm really happy for him.
Pretty good crowds this weekend, Coach. What sort of thing does that do for the team to help them get
there? Oh, it's great. It's having those people in the building and supporting us makes a huge difference. So it's, you know, it creates a different kind of energy. It makes a huge difference for us. We feel it, and we know they're there, and it's an extra motivation. We want to make them feel proud about ourselves and about supporting their team. So it's really good.
Sorry, just one housekeeping one for me. Eric Comrie, expect that he could be back in the lineup, either playing or on the bench by Friday.
Yeah, he should be on the ice full practice Tuesday.